Hey, it's Jamie from 100.1 The X, about to call Miss Lydia Pence, living legend of Lydia Pence and Cold Blood, do a little phone interview.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jamie from 100.1 The X in Reno.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I just walked outside and it's like walking into a heater. I'm in Sunnyvale.
So you guys are going to be coming to Carson City soon for a big old show.
Right. When is that? July 12th?
The 9th annual Concert Under the Stars, and it's July 12th at the Brewery Arts Center.
Oh, cool.
So you, Lydia Pence, and Cold Blood with the Family Stone. Have you guys played together before?
Yeah, we have when he wasn't there. But we'll see.
Have you been to this area before, like the Tahoe, Carson, Reno?
Oh, yeah. I remember the days when they used to have the Carson City Raceway or Speedway, wasn't it, back in the 70s?
A little before my time, I'm sorry.
The 1970s?
The 1970s, to be specific.
Okay.
You've been doing this for a long time, huh?
Sure enough, since 63, well, was my first live band that I started singing with. Yeah, doing it a while.
Now, when you first started out, was this the type of music that you were going for or wanted to, or were you just developing yourself as a singer-songwriter, or did you plan on going with these big band funk style?
I was always into the R&B mode because of I grew up listening to a lot of R&B stuff because of my older brother, and he used to play all the black R&B artists, you know, and whatever. Jackie Wilson, you know, and James Brown, you know, all the artists and stuff. So I'd be listening to that every day, you
know,
and got into that. So I always liked the big band sound or the horn sound, you know, combined with that. And I think that's what started me off in the liking that type of music. But I was listening to the radio stations that had the top 40 at that time, too. But then I would get into the K-Soul, KDIA thing, you know, listen to a lot more type of R&B stuff because I just dug the groove, the
it's
sound,
so
you know,
good, yeah.
And everything with it. Yeah.
And it's such a full sound. Your voice is powerful enough to stand up with all those horn players and saxophone players and bass. And it's...
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. Yeah, when we got our, when the horns, but yeah, nobody else in the monitors but the singers, right?
Right.
In your own monitors, but because it gets pretty blasting.
Yeah.
We get along.
You get along. Now, the latest album is Soul of the Gypsy, right? That's the one that came out last year and you guys are on tour for it?
Yeah, right. That is the latest one. But the band we have now is actually been together longer than any band, you know, any Cold Blood band or any band that I've been with.
But is it just as much fun now playing as it was when it was first getting started?
Yeah. You know, I don't think I could live without that. I mean, I can, but it would just, you know, I get antsy,
you know, even if
we don't play for a week or so. But, you know, I get weird.
It's in your soul. You're an artist. You're a performer.
What
you
am I gonna do?
Yeah.
No, I have to. You know, I have to have that thing, that edge of nervousness and, you know, wonderment. You know, all that stuff.
This tour goes all the way through December.
Oh yeah, but we'll break. You know, not like we're on the road for like months. Which I think the longest time that I can be out is like 2 weeks.
Talking to bands that have been around for a while, have kind of found that groove of touring, balancing touring and taking a break and being with family. And you don't have to go, like when you're first starting out.
Oh,
you're like,
yeah.
We gotta go everywhere,
yeah,
every show.
Well, you're a big enough artist to do that, you know, to be able to do that. But, I mean, that's great. You can make your own thing. But we aren't quite there, you know, in that sense. But I'm happy for the gigs we get, so that's all I can say, you know.
Thanks so much. I don't want to take up too much of your time today. I just wanted to say hi to you and welcome you to back to the Reno-Carson area. Again,
okay.
I'm just going to remind our listeners where to go. It is Concert Under the Stars. It's the 9th annual, and it's also a benefit for the Greenhouse Project. At the Brewery Arts Center Wednesday, July 12th, and people can get tickets at carsoncitygreenhouse.org. Let's sell it out. Let's pack this one.
Yeah, really. Everybody come on out. You know, just come on out.
It'd be
wonderful to see everybody or some old faces or new faces or no faces. Anyway.
No, they'll be faces for sure. You will see them.
All right.
Thanks for taking a minute to talk to us.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.